Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into a topic that's been frustrating a lot of car owners, finding AC leaks in your vehicle. If you're filling up your AC system only to have the refrigerant disappear within a week, stick around. I'm going to show you exactly where to look for those pesky leaks. Let's kick things off with a quick story. I had a customer come in recently who was dealing with one of those annoying AC problems. He was supposed to have about 1.25 pounds of refrigerant in his system, but when we recovered it, we found just 0.18 pounds. That's a huge loss and indicates a significant leak somewhere. So if you're in a similar boat, let's break down where to check for leaks in your AC system. First up is checking for dye in the system. Most shops add UV dye when they recharge your AC, which makes finding leaks a lot easier. Grab a UV light, these can run you about 20 to 50 bucks, and start by checking the low side service port. If you see some dye glowing, that's a clear indication you've got a leak. If your system doesn't have dye yet, no worries. Just add a little, run your AC for about 10 to 30 minutes to circulate it, and then check back in about 24 hours for slow leaks. But here's a crucial reminder. Never vent refrigerant into the atmosphere. It's illegal, and you could face some hefty fines. Make sure to recover the refrigerant properly using an approved recovery machine. If you don't have EPA 609 certification, you'll want to take it to a shop or get certified first. Now let's move on to another common leak point, the evaporator drain. This is typically located on the firewall on the driver's side. Believe it or not, this is the third most common leak point, and many folks overlook it. The evaporator is inside your dashboard, and it has a drain tube that allows condensation to drip out. If there's a leak at the evaporator or where the lines connect, you'll see dye coming out of that drain tube. If you spot that, you might be facing an evaporator replacement, which isn't a fun fix. We're talking 8 to 12 hours of labor, and it could cost you between $800 to $1,500 at a shop, so it's smart to check the easier spots first. Another key point to check is the steel-to-rubber line connections. These connections are notorious for leaking, especially where steel lines meet rubber hoses. Over time, different materials expand and contract at various rates, plus there's vibration from the engine, which can cause these areas to fail. Take your UV light and inspect all the connection points, particularly near the engine. If you spot a leak here, the good news is that it's usually a straightforward repair. You can typically just replace the hose section, costing around $40 to $150, depending on whether you go with aftermarket or OEM parts. Next, let's talk about the AC condenser. This component sits right up front behind the grill and looks a lot like a radiator. It gets damaged easily from road debris, so it's another common leak spot. Use that UV light again and inspect the condenser closely for any signs of dye. Pay attention to the fins and tubes too. If they're bent or clogged, it can affect your AC's performance even if there's no leak. If you do find a leak here, be prepared for a full replacement, which could run you anywhere from $100 to $500, plus labor costs. Now here's the big one, the front compressor seal. This is actually the most common leak point in AC systems. The compressor's front seal wears out over time because it's the only moving part in the system. It spins at around 6,000 RPM while holding all that high-pressure refrigerant in. If you see yellow dye behind the pulley of the compressor, you've likely got a leak at that seal. Depending on the condition of your compressor, you might be able to just replace the seal for about 20 to 30 bucks. However, if the compressor is starting to wear out, you might want to replace the whole unit, which can run you between $150 to $600. So what do you do once you've found your leak? If it's a simple hose or compressor seal issue, you might be able to handle that yourself if you've got the right tools and EPA certification. But for something more complex like an evaporator, getting quotes from shops is a smart move. After making your repair, remember to properly evacuate the system and recharge it. To wrap things up, here are the key takeaways. First, look for UV dye to help locate leaks. Second, check all your line connections and the condenser. And finally, don't forget about the front compressor seal. It's a common culprit. Have you had any AC issues that turned out to be simple fixes? Or have you faced a bigger repair? I'd love to hear your stories. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one.